Wardak Province, Afghanistan, Saturday. 30 U.S. troops, 7 Afghan interpreters were killed when their Chinook helicopter was shot down by Taliban fighters using some kind of rocket. At least 22 of them were members of SEAL Team 6, the same unit that killed Osama bin Laden. The U.S. denies that anyone from that mission was on board the helicopter. Taliban spokesman Zabiullah Mujahid says in a statement that the helicopter was involved in an assault on a house where insurgent fighters were gathering. During the battle, the fighters shot down the helicopter with a rocket, he said. Saturday was the worst day of losses for U.S. troops in Afghanistan in the entire 10-year war. Afghanistan, Sunday. There was a report that another 4 NATO troops were killed in Afghanistan. Afghanistan, Sunday. A NATO fuel convoy was attacked in a town of Shahr-e-Safa in Zabul province. The Taliban claimed to have burned 28 vehicles. Afghan officials say at least 7 tankers were destroyed, with 1 truck driver killed. Afghanistan, Saturday. A woman and 7 young children were killed in southern Afghanistan when an occupation patrol called in an airstrike against insurgents firing on them from a mud compound, Afghan officials reported Saturday. Ever wonder how the Taliban gets their support? Afghanistan, Friday. Insurgents opened fire on Afghan police from an anti-NATO rally in southern Afghanistan, sparking a gun battle that killed 3 civilians and a police officer, according to officials. The police responded by firing into the crowd of about 100 protesters in the town bazaar, killing 3 civilians and wounding 2 others. The insurgents escaped. Kirkuk, Iraq, Friday night. A hand grenade was thrown at a U.S. Army patrol, a Kirkuk police source reported on Saturday. No casualties were reported. Wait a minute. What U.S. patrol? What hand grenade? I thought U.S. combat operations in Iraq were over. Oh yeah, that's been said before by George W. Bush back in 2003. Mr. Barack Obama, haven't we had enough of this? You promised peace when you ran for office. Now's the time to pull the plug on 2 unwinnable wars. Bring all the troops home today.